know he's going to be all right sooner or later, even though you are distracted by some of the headlines of the day, the issues of the day. The top topics are in the focus here. No fog, no haze. It's clearly bright like a laser beam. Some of the big issues of the week that you probably haven't heard too much about, but maybe you'd like to hear more about them, or maybe you'd like to discuss them with us. Us being Rich McFadden, who's here for Jennifer. Jennifer back on Tuesday.
Yep.
Always takes two to tango here, because there ought to be two points of view on some of these issues, two different ideas.
Although I have to admit that I'm going to be leaving you alone for the first few minutes of the program while I order my new iPhone.
Oh, good for you, Richie. Help yourself. We want to make sure you're first.
They went on sale was a midnight Pacific Coast time.
Yes, and that is very important. All of that this week, the hoopla at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, the new iTunes software that's part of the new iPod Touch, pretty exciting because it's lighter, it's thinner. The price is the same.
Got a better camera.
There you go.
I will have a tip for you a little bit later.
Really?
As to how to bypass whether you're eligible for the $199, $299,
$399
upgrade.
All right. Before you go do your ordering and not pay attention to what's going on here, once again, Pat Robertson has said something ridiculously offensive and cruel week. We all know about his past targets, the gays, the feminists, pagans, atheists, people with Alzheimer's, adoptive parents, Haitians, people who don't pray enough. This time, he focused his ire on wives who fail to properly obey their husbands. Broadcast this week of the 700 Club, Mr. Robertson answered a question from a viewer about how to repair his marriage to a woman who has, quote, no respect for me. Robertson's response, quote, well, you could become a Muslim and beat her, end quote.
Wow, jeez.
By the way, the lady who's the co-host laughed at this. Robertson didn't stop there. He continued, quote, I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something has to be done to make her do what she's supposed to do, end quote. He also called the woman a rebellious child who doesn't want to submit to authority. Since Scripture doesn't allow for a divorce, Robertson urged the husband to move to Saudi Arabia where he could beat the woman because it's permissible.
Wow. When did Pat Robertson start doing a hot talk radio show competing with Stern?
Anyway...
Did he follow it up with a rim shot?
Well, the fact that he spent the weekend with Mitt Romney doesn't do Romney any good.
Well,
I wouldn't have thought. Romney's doing a pretty good job of messing things up for himself. He's behind in the polls now. It's...
Hey, Jeremiah White, Pat Robertson, who am I going to take? Let's see.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremiah's long gone.
You know,
I live in Massachusetts. My vote doesn't count anyway, so I'm just going to vote for what's his face from the Libertarian.
Jerry Johnson.
Yep, he's more in line with what I want anyway. Not as close as Ron Paul, but anyway, food for thought. All right, here's another item, Richie.
Yeah.
Larry Flint of Hustler magazine.
Okay. Pat Robertson off to Larry Flint. All right, I got you.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? You got to go back to what's going on.
Friday.
A lot of people are not talking about this. Some people don't know this. I'm betting most people don't know that Larry Flint of Hustler magazine has offered $1 million.
Oh, now what?
To the first person who can come up with Mitt Romney's tax returns. $1 million. For anybody who can find copies of Mitt Romney's tax returns. All right? So.
Guy knows how to work it, doesn't he?
He sure does. And you don't think people are going to be. The first time I've heard this. I think he said this a couple of days ago. So, those of you who are on the prowl, help yourself. Okay, so here's another one. This is Friday stuff, right? The Board of Health in New York has passed the ban on supersized sugary drinks. The new regulation places a limit of 16 ounces on bottles and cups of sugar-containing sodas and other non-diet sweetened beverages. Ban takes effect in March of next year. Exempt from the ban, sugary drinks sold at supermarkets and convenience stores. And let's see here. City officials say it will combat the obesity epidemic. Right? Anybody got a problem with that?
Thank God the government's here for us.
Of course, exactly. I mean, I like Mayor Bloomberg. Some people think he goes a little far, and maybe he does. Speaking of going too far, I'm becoming sympathetic with the mayor of Chicago and the people who want to fix the problems with the Chicago teachers. I wasn't sympathetic to the teachers at all, but I don't have much use for Rahm Emanuel and less for the just basic tone of politics in Chicago. However, the situation is so egregious when it comes to what is going on in Chicago public schools. Never mind the 2 out of 5 don't graduate, but apparently there are just horrible things that have gone on in some of these schools, teachers being protected who are doing pretty outrageous things. And that's why people are upset. They dug themselves a hole like teachers have in many places. Or the unions have, not the teachers. Teachers who ought not to be teaching, you ought to be able to get rid of them. And that's what Rahm Emanuel says. Apparently they laid off a bunch of teachers. The union wants to have them hire them back based on seniority. And the mayor says, no, we're going to hire them back based on their qualifications and whether they are good at their job. And that's part of what the problem is. So who doesn't think that hiring back these teachers who are qualified and who are good is more important than hiring back based on seniority? The union doesn't have a leg to stand on. Not a leg. So, anyway, worth a moment or two of consideration, is it not? Here's something else that's worth a moment or two of your consideration. One of the greatest inventions, according to some of the listeners of the Good Day program, you have a cell phone. Sheryl Crow, this week, talking about her brain tumor, brain cancer, and thinking that it was caused by having a lot of cell phone time. When she was younger, she had those big clunky cell phones and used them. She said she used to spend hours at a time on them and thinks that's perhaps part of her problem.
Huh.
Well, anyway, that's a discussion in and of itself. Cell phones smaller now and easier to lose. So what's the fix of that problem? You can't find your cell phone. You need Phone Fetcher. Perfect solution for you. Phone Fetcher is an exciting new product. Helps you keep track of your cell phone. Clip one end of Phone Fetcher to your handbag, your backpack, your baby bag, your belt loop. The other end plugs into the earphone jack of your cell phone. Clip and plug. It's that simple. No more looking into your bag to look for your ringing phone. No more missed calls because you couldn't find the phone. No more leaving or losing the phone or having to backtrack to find your phone of wherever you left it last. We all do that, don't we? You will never have to ask, where is my cell phone? Again, I'm getting one of these things. These are so cool. It is the Phone Fetcher. Save the expense of replacing your phone. I think we pay for insurance, don't we, most of the time, so you get a phone back in? That can be expensive.
Yes, it can be. $10 a month for an iPhone.
All right, for less than that, you can get the Phone Fetcher, Richie. Phone Fetcher. Assuring peace of mind that your phone is safe and with you at all times. Comes in 9 fun colors. The Phone Fetcher is yours by going to phonefetcher.com/good day with 2 D's. phonefetcher.com/good day. The item is terrific if you're looking for good stocking stuff or stuff. It's never too early for that. And this is perfect. phonefetcher.com/good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. This could be considered the number one item. This is beginning to get a lot of play, and it's a video that is so outrageous, so unbelievable, from Texas. A policeman pulls over a 77-year-old woman.
I saw this.
And pulls her from the car and handcuffs her. It's the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Go look at this footage. This is from the police officer's own dashboard camera.
And a camera that's on his badge or something.
Yeah.
So the dashboard gives you the perspective from behind her car. And then the camera on his badge, I mean, you're right there.
Yeah. Video made public yesterday. It was actually something that took place last month. She said she didn't want to give him her driver's license. She had a bladder infection.
She had to go to the bathroom very badly.
And the officer just, as police officers unfortunately sometimes do, shows his ignorance, stupidity, insensitivity, whatever you want. What I would have done if I were her is take my pants down and pee right there. She's 77 years old. And he handcuffs her. This is why people so dislike the police. And it's too bad because many police do a good job. And people say, oh, you don't understand. What I understand is that police all too often are not trained well enough, are not sensitive.
Well, she wasn't a threat to anybody.
No.
He had to take her medical condition and age into consideration.
Clearly.
And handle the situation differently than you are supposed to listen to me. And if you don't, this is what I'm obligated to do.
I'm a big, tough, rough guy. I'm going to beat up on a 77-year-old woman.
And he's not. He's kind of like a fat, dumpy guy.
Video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Restaurants are making... I talk about the election. Hooters, what? Speak up back, Conan. Hooters restaurants are making an effort to bring in more female customers. They want to get more female customers, yeah. Hooters said the only things they need to change are the name, the waitresses, and the food. Other than that, they're fine.
New York City Board of Health approved a controversial new ban today. Under the ban, it will be illegal for restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts to sell sodas or sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces. I think New York might be the only city in the world where you can have a guy deliver drugs to your apartment, but you can't get a large Coke. It's probably a good idea, but it does present a lot of issues that need to be worked out. For instance, without 64-ounce cups, where will homeless men go to the bathroom in New York other than every place?
This isn't good, you guys. A lot of people are complaining that the new iPhone 5 is taller than the last model, which means they have to buy a new case. In response, Apple issued an official statement saying, "Exactly." That's how we make money, y'all.
Why not? All right, some of the late night shows, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Conan O'Brien. Where's Jay Leno on this? I wonder what's going on.
Jay must have been off last night, then.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
All right, here is an excerpt from the Ladies of the View talking about a hotel that allows guests to see people going to the bathroom.
How about this? The Standard Hotel in Los Angeles has restrooms on the 18th floor with floor-to-ceiling windows, allowing passersby to see their guests going to the bathroom.
Is that woman with the bladder infection in that picture?
Yes. Oh my God.
You know, this Standard Hotel, they also, when you go into this Standard Hotel, they got a big glass, plexiglass case, and they have this young, pretty girl in her pajamas, and she just lays there 24-7. They switch them out, and she sucks her thumb, she reads a book, she goes, and there's like, and we're just all standing there looking at this girl.
And they just keep her out of work. That's a job.
I mean, it's just, it's really, the standard is up.
18 floors up, though. I mean, you gotta really look about 18 floors up, right?
But somebody's going to the bathroom.
So you have the idea of them, and then you see a little cheek.
What about the person across? See, that's what I you know, there you are about to have dinner. And you look over, and there's a big ass ran over because he dropped his quarter.
Well, I guess if you're looking in the person's cute, then it is one thing.
Nobody's cute taking the pool. There's nobody taking a pool. It's cute.
I didn't have a visual in my head. I just was picturing the face.
You have to look at both sides of this coin.
Whoopee.
That, by the way, that hotel is across from the Beverly Center at the corner of Beverly and La Cienega. And it's all glass. And I believe the hotel is owned by some Middle Eastern somebody, you know, as a Middle Eastern prince. I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody told me. Anyway, my daughter used to live right up the street from there, and it's a place that's frequented by most people, and most Angelenes spend a lot of time at the Beverly Center, a very interesting place to go shopping, and La Cienega is one of the great streets in Los Angeles. But only in Las Vegas. That ought to be something in Las Vegas, though, don't you think? That'd be a Las Vegas thing. NBC, Richie, has apologized to its affiliates for airing the interview with Kris Jenner instead of having the moment of silence on Tuesday. Behind the scenes, the network sort of admitted they were wrong. The president of NBC News sent a memo to network affiliates apologizing for the attention their decision caused. We made an editorial call, which was a mistake. Okay, so we're not perfect, any of us, most of us. The problem is that they'd be the first ones to jump on somebody else for doing it. And that's
meanwhile, Kris Jenner's going, booyah!
All right, so that takes care of that in a matter. And more matters of importance, tidbits here and there of the talk of the day here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. How important is legroom when you fly? Now the airlines are actually reducing legroom in coach even more to make way for premium seats that will cost you even more. JetBlue has added two more rows of seats to its fleet of Embraer airplanes. Translation, legroom and economy is reduced by an inch. Of course, the reasoning behind this is obvious. JetBlue can fit more passengers in the planes and charge more for the premium seats. Those seats are expected to earn the airline an additional $150 million this year. Southwest already started the trend by adding six more seats to its planes. And next year, United Airlines is installing even thinner seats on some of its Airbus planes. The actual padding on the seat is thinner, so they can put in additional rows in economy. But the good news here is that the structure of the seats means, at least for the moment, the legroom will remain the same. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I are going through the news, the top topics of the day, things that you may not have heard too much about or you may not know about at all, including this story about Death Valley, Richie.
Oh, yeah? Somebody died?
By the way.
What happened?
I'm sure.
Didn't hear.
By the way, Richie has ordered his Apple iPhone.
Yep. 2 weeks.
Here we go. Everybody ready. Okay. So this is a list of experts, supposedly weather experts, who have announced that California's Death Valley holds the record for having posted the hottest temperatures on Earth.
Oh, sure. On Earth?
On Earth.
No.
On Earth.
Really?
On Earth.
Not the Sahara Desert, not somewhere in
Earth.
The Serengeti in Africa. Wow.
On Earth.
And?
On Earth.
How much? How high?
This year, the record is 134 degrees.
Wow.
Death Valley, hottest place on Earth. I was surprised, too, by the way, to see that number because of the suggestion as you just presented. Many people think the Sahara, many places in the Middle East, Africa, are hotter than we don't consider ourselves a desert country. We know that there are places you go, spend any time driving across the desert southwest, and you can imagine how...
No, I don't know exactly where Death Valley is.
It's in Arizona, isn't it?
That's
a pretty good question. I forgot about asking. I think it's in Arizona. It's not New Mexico.
Death Valley National Park.
Yeah, it's Arizona. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com.
It's California. It's just over the border, it looks like.
Yeah, right.
It's like right in between. Needles. It's right in between Vegas and Fresno.
Fresno's north. It wouldn't be between Fresno. Isn't it on 40, Interstate 40?
Let's see.
Out there where Needles comes into California. You go into California, I think it's before Baker. I think it is. I've probably driven through it 14 times and never remember which side of the border it's on because all looks... you're driving around out there and all looks the same for miles and miles and miles. Imagine a truck driver.
190 is the road that...
It's on 190?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just due west of Las Vegas, a little bit north.
Due west of Las Vegas and a little north of there.
Right over the California
93?
Line.
It's not 95.
If you were coming out of Vegas, you'd take 95 northwest,
and then... Yep, done it many times.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, 134 degrees. That area, if you've driven it, especially in the summertime, the truck drivers and the tires that blow on the trucks.
Oh, I can imagine.
The macadam, the asphalt is so hot. The tires, you use Bandag or any kind of a recap, you're going to lose it. Well, that's a pretty good process, but it doesn't always work well. And so if there's any compromise, like the road temperatures, sometimes that asphalt gets to be 400 degrees.
Wow.
With the sun beating down on it and the heat of the temperature of the earth coming
down. So what kind
of
asphalt do they have to use? I mean, it's not...
Special. They use a lot of asphalt out there that has rubber in it. They grind up linoleum and old tires and stuff and use that in the road. But still,
you imagine laying that road. Picture yourself as one of the guys who has to
middle of summertime. It's like being a roofer out there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like to be a roofer? Anybody ever been a roofer? 800-510-8255. What's it like during the heat of the summer trying to put a new roof down? And you're right. If you work for a construction company that does driveways or road work, what's that like?
Or one of those tar roofs on the top of an office building doing that stuff in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Lady Gaga in the news today. People in the news, and we start with Lady Gaga, who launched her debut perfume line. Why, this is not surprising that she would pull a stunt like this. She had a giant-sized perfume bottle made, and she was inside it. Large bottle, replica of her Fame fragrance. She appeared in the glass, where a lot of people taking pictures of her. She was in there to get a tattoo on her neck. So imagine this. She's in the Guggenheim Museum in New York. She shows up in a convertible hanging out of the car. She poses for pictures outside. She goes inside, gets into the bottle. She has a, the usual, you can tell it's her for sure. She didn't wear a meat dress, but that kind of stuff. She has a thong, lingerie on, and as she's in the bottle, a tattoo expert goes in to do a tattoo of the back of her neck. Yeah, anyway, and then she applied some makeup.
Probably she shaved her head, too.
Right, she had a wig on last night.
Oh, was it a wig?
Yeah. Anyway, so she will do whatever to get attention, and she does get the attention. She becomes a conversational point. She is the point of lots of.
At what point do people just go, I'm over you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, she's been able to keep it going this long.
Yeah.
She is the new Madonna, right?
I think a lot of people think she is.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that Madonna
is as well. She's outrageous.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of attention. She is the new Madonna.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. Another name in the news this week is Amanda Knox. Remember her?
Yeah.
Amanda Knox's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend has a new book, maintaining the couple's innocence in the death of that woman in Italy. Knox went to jail for 4 years. Remember that?
Yep.
But the two of them were acquitted last year. Book is called Honor Bound. It's out next week. The fellow who wrote the book is Rafael Solicito. Describes how the early days of their relationship turned into a nightmare after the murder of Meredith Kircher. And they were blamed and felt helpless because they couldn't do anything about it in the system over there. The police there railroaded them. And that's really what the book is about. Knox is writing her own book out next week. So big books out this week. How many people have read the SEAL Team 6 book or are interested in reading it? Richie?
Nope.
Not interested.
Because? No, I just, doesn't do anything for me.
Leon Panetta.
I'll get enough of the details from the news.
Yeah. Leon Panetta said that he thinks the Navy SEAL I saw two or three different pieces of interviews. This one is from this morning on CBS. He said that the commando broke his promise by publishing details of a sensitive operation. He said, quote, when somebody talks about the particulars of how these operations are conducted, what it does is tell our enemies essentially how we operate. I don't get that.
What about it do you not get?
I don't get that it tells our enemies how we operate. I mean, it's not any more than you can...
can see on the news when they recreate it with the...
It's Geraldo Rivera revisited. The news media will do anything. Yeah, but you know me. I want everything to be public.
Right.
A lot of people criticize.
You know, when you're given the details, you know, okay, we sent these two guys in on this flank, and then we send these two guys over here at standard protocol.
So you don't think the other guys know that that's what goes on?
No, I think there's probably tactics and technology that they aren't aware of that if they were to find out about it, they would go, oh, okay, cool. So now next time we're in a base camp and we think we're going to be attacked, we have to put three guys over here instead of one, and we have to put two guys over here instead of two, not instead of one, you know. So I think there's information that could be, if I were a SEAL, I wouldn't rat that out.
Right. Well, I'm sure he doesn't think he's a rat. However,
I know he doesn't think he's a rat.
Each person.
I know he thinks he's given the government and up yours for not giving him his early retirement that he wanted.
Well, maybe they ought to. Maybe the government does deserve an up yours way they treat some of the soldiers that have been in service to our country. I think they do deserve an up yours.
Right, but when you possibly cost the life of another one safety of another one, then that's a problem.
Especially
when you sign a piece of paper that says, I will not do this.
Is that what he said? Do you have have to sign?
Oh, yeah.
800-510-8255, dialed up by Mark in Hereford, North Carolina. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're all right.
Doing well.
Thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well since it's cooled off a little bit.
You a paving contractor?
No, I'm an asphalt inspector with the state. And,
asphalt inspector? What does an asphalt inspector do?
he makes sure it's the right temperature. It goes down right. It's the right consistency. It's everything. You get blamed for everything, even when it's hot.
Really?
So tell us about the different grades of asphalt.
I had no idea. That's cool.
There are standards. The state, the federal government has standards for not only the way the asphalt is put down, the way roads are built, but the consistency and what goes into some of the asphalt.
Yeah, you know,
right?
They use so many different products now in this asphalt. Where are you at? You're in North Carolina?
Right.
And what kind of materials go into this asphalt that you use in North Carolina?
Asphalt, cement, which comes from petroleum. You've got your sand, your different gradients of rock. What a lot of them are using now is they're using RAP, which is recycled asphalt product. They're putting shingles in there. Recycling shingles.
Don't they take the grindings, the T-base from the roads, and put that in the mix as well to reuse it?
Right. When they come along and they mill the road, that will all go back to the plant, and then they will be able to reuse that. They'll just cook it back down.
Cook it back up. So why is it that the roads in our country don't last as long as the roads in Europe or Asia? Why is it that we have to spend all this money every year? Many people theorize it's just to give unions jobs, big government contracts, et cetera, et cetera. And it's hard to argue that, isn't it?
Well, we're not union here.
No, but I mean, it's just saying that in general, roads are not as well built. We seem to see year in and year out when we travel all these highway construction jobs, and people wonder, well, why is it that we keep repaving the roads? Why don't we do it right the first time?
A good road should last 20 years, but with the amount of traffic that we keep putting on them every year, it gets more and more and more. Trucks take a wicked toll on a road.
You know, it's funny. Here in Northern Virginia, you just made me think about this. I don't think we repave because the roads wear out. I think we repave because we outgrow them, and they need to be expanded.
That's one of the parts. We wind up widening everything.
Yeah. How'd you get this job, Mark? How'd you become an expert in this field? It's pretty
expert.
Unique.
No, X is an unknown and a spurt is a drip under pressure. That's not me. I retired out of the Coast Guard and I had to go find a real job. I couldn't find one, so I went to work for the state.
Really? All right, so listen.
That's very interesting.
Everybody's got to have a job.
Who knew?
All right, so we got three questions at once. Richie, what's the question?
No, I didn't know there was such a job.
I want to know, Mark, as somebody who'd been in the service, which side of the coin you come down on, Richie's side or my side, when it comes to this book about the SEALs and Bin Laden?
As far as the fellow that's looking to get in trouble for printing it?
Well,
for writing it?
Should he get into trouble for writing the book?
I think if it divulges any information that would hurt anything in the future, any prospect or any, what am I trying to say?
Operations.
You know, you can't let the cat out of the bag on everything you did.
Yeah.
Good Lord, I think if we knew everything that went on, we'd be nuts.
Would you read the book?
No, I have not.
Are you interested in reading it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good call. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your input here. Good day. Time is 13 before the hour.
Hey, guys, look. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. How can we make your life better? Many people think it's through using technology. Lots of buzz this week on the iPhone, but there are other things that are going on. We'll spend some time on that.
I'm going to give you a great tip, too, on if you're not eligible for an upgrade, how to get around it.
For an iPhone?
Yep. Instead of
upgrades.
Well, you have to have your phone for so long before you can buy a new phone at the $199, $299.
It's the same as you buying a regular phone at the Verizon store.
Sure.
Yeah, same deal. All right, so Richie, I'll have that
tip. Get around that.
Meanwhile, Shelley Palmer talks about the Kansas City Chiefs football team botching their social media interactions and what you can learn from their failure in a moment here on Good Day.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal Housing Lender.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Kansas City Chiefs fan Travis Wright tweeted about his disappointment with the NFL team, he probably didn't expect a response. He got one all right, and a nasty one at that. Whoever was manning the team's Twitter account at the time sent Wright a very unprofessional direct message, and then blocked him from interacting with the team further. The social media savvy fan shared this with his thousands of followers, and the story started to make its way around the web. The Chiefs issued an apology, but it was too late. National news outlets had already picked up the story, and the Chiefs did not come out looking good. There are so many lessons to be learned here, but I'm going to go with the obvious. Your top priority should always be to keep your customers, fans, and clients happy. We live in an increasingly connected and transparent world, so when a company messes up, there's no pretending it didn't happen. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Is there an education gap that's growing between American classrooms and those of foreign countries? Kendra Johansson finds out modern technology may be holding the answer to finding a better way to educate young minds.
Concern is growing over how American school children fare on standard international testing, and a significant portion of those failing are minority students. The American education think tank's Dr. Bobby Austin says that's why their innovative resource is so important.
An online think tank lets us gather people to think about ideas concerning education. Now a PTA president in Omaha can share ideas with an education expert at a North Carolina HBCU or the founder of an education program in Denmark.
Dr. Austin says these connections can help produce better students.
We're really trying to have a rich dialogue, including all those who have an interest in talking about the education of America's youth. We're asking the question, what should we be teaching children today, and how can HBCUs assist in this endeavor?
For more, log on to www.onlinethinktank.com. That's Education Now from the American Education Think Tank.
All right, so Rich McFadden here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The tip on how to get an upgrade for your iPhone. Richie's an expert when it comes to this. He's ordered his iPhone 5. So how does this work?
I wasn't an expert until last night. I have an iPhone through AT&T, and as you know, all of these phones cost $500, $600, $700. And in exchange for signing a two-year contract with any provider, they sell it to you at a reduced rate, hence the $199, $299, $399 for the iPhone, depending on the size that you buy. So last night I went to check my eligibility and my wife's eligibility, and come to find out, I'm not eligible for the upgrade until June of 2013. So I called AT&T, and I have four lines on my phone, my wife's nephew, my mother-in-law, my wife, and myself.
Why do you have your wife's nephew?
Because he's visiting from Columbia, going to college here, so we put him on our plan, just make it easier. So anyway, long story short, my mother-in-law's phone is just a basic phone. She does not have an iPhone, and it doesn't matter. She's eligible for an update. I'm using her eligibility to get my phone, and then you go into the AT&T store, and they assign it to your number.
Really?
So if you have several phones, just go in and pick one that's eligible.
Pick one. Pick a phone. Pick your nose. Pick your seat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.